from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Pirates broadcaster Joe Block on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Joseph, good morning.
Larry, it's great to hear your voice. Good morning.
I got to tell you, we carried the game yesterday. It's always good that we're a big part of that since KDK Radio was the original flagship and all the baseball on the radio emanated from right here in the Berg. As a historian, I know you know that. So it's good to have you, and I look forward to talking to you throughout the season. We've seen some exciting flashes. Your call there with Polanco's homer against Musgrove. You know, Musgrove, he's such a competitor. Talking a little bit of smack about his old team, came in here fresh off a no-hitter and then was booted off the mound in a nice win for the Pirates.
Yeah, Joe Musgrove's a tremendous person and a really, really good pitcher. It was fun to see the Pirates really take every at-bat and drain him, which was great. The Pirates played well. They won the homestand. They were 4-3 on the homestand against a very good Padres team. A lot of people think are probably the second best team behind the Dodgers in the league. And then they took the series against the Cubs, which they won the division last year. So that's fun. And having Musgrove and Trevor Williams earlier in the week come back and start against the Pirates, and the Pirates doing well against both those guys. They knocked Blake Snell, who's won a Cy Young Award, knocked him out in the first inning. So it's a competitive group. It's fun. And that's all we're asking for. I think the biggest takeaway for me, Larry, was we had a week of baseball in Pittsburgh with folks in the seats. And we had some really good weather, too. So it was really, really fun to see everybody back.
Well, I know people who got to go to the games really enjoyed being there. And it's something a lot of people don't take for granted anymore, certainly. And the opportunity to go, they had some sellouts, limited capacity, but still good to have, I would imagine, for the players too, fans in the stands. What did you hear from the players about that when they finally got to go out in front of fans after a year without them?
Yeah, I think everybody has been saying, you know, just how much of an impact, just the buzz, sometimes the razzing, you know, it helps fuel the guys, it without question. I could only imagine what that's like to really have that kind of feeling. And everyone dealt with it last year. We had to for safety reasons. But now that we're able to safely work our way back to, you know, more and more people watching games, and it's night and day. And at least from our perch upstairs, just hearing the conversations or the razzing of the umpires or the players, we're hearing booing. Because, you know, you're not going to artificially put in booing.
Right, good point.
It's unsportsmanlike, right? Well, if you're paying to have the right to boo, of course you can boo. It's great. So it's good to hear that, because that helps keep, you know, the pulse of the game. I mean, this is what it's really about. I said that last week. I said, you know, the game is determined between the lines by the players. But the atmosphere and the experience of the game is wholly determined by the fans, and we did not have any of that last year.
We're with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block. Unfortunately, Mitch Keller, who last week had a really good outing, a one-run, five-inning game, you know, got chased early yesterday, and I know they're hoping for big things from him in the future. And I hear Bob Walk, and I listened to Steve Blass over the years talk about the pitching and how fine a line it is to make that just that switch where you're effective and you're not.
Yeah, and those guys would know better than anybody. Both had great success and also failure at the major league level. I mean, remember Bob came up and he's pitching in game one of the World Series as a rookie, and then was basically teetering on being out of baseball for a while there, and then obviously resurrected his career with the Pirates, and we all know Steve's story. And there are, that's the typical story for a pitcher in the major leagues. Very few pitchers come up, are dominant, and then stay that way forever. You almost never see it. And you look at the you go back to Hall of Fame pitcher. I'm not saying Mitch Keller is going to go to the Hall of Fame, but let's look at the very best pitchers. And almost all of them had struggles when they first came out for years. I mean, you know, 2-3 years. You look at Glavine and Smoltz and Randy Johnson and whoever you want to compare it to or just bring up. So in Keller's case, this is a right arm that is a golden right arm. Now, he may end up having an average career. He might end up having a pretty good career. He might have a great career. But he's going to pitch in the major leagues for a while, and he's going to be, at least I think, you know, a usable starting pitcher in the major leagues. I think that's the worst that he could be. But it's going to take some time because right now he's not pitching well. You know, he did have that one good outing. It was reassuring. And maybe his next outing is going to be like that or even better. But you're going to see the ups and downs with a young pitcher because it just doesn't happen automatically very often. And I urge caution. I'm not going to make an excuse. He was poor yesterday. It was not fun to watch. But those are the bumps that take place. And look, this team right now is in a good position to let those guys go out there and take their lumps on a day like yesterday, but then go out the next time and have an experience that could build them to be a much stronger pitcher down the road.
And on the positive side, as you pointed out, they did win the homestand, and now they're in Milwaukee. You spent a lot of time there. It'll be Brubaker against Hauser tonight. And Brubaker, how about him getting the RBIs? His first in his career.
Well, you know, we as a broadcast team love when the pitchers get hits, when they're driving in runs. That's fun. Shows that he's an athlete. And we're going to see some more of that this year. The Pirates will go to a couple of American League City, so we will bring the DH back on this road trip, but they'll have some against Milwaukee. The Brewers can pitch. The good thing is the Pirates are going to miss their two best pitchers. They just pitched Woodruff and Corbin Burns. So there's a chance for another series win here for the Pirates. And look, you know, this year I know the expectations are low. Let's see how competitive this team can be. Let's look for the young pitchers and the young players, position players, to make that ascent and really become pillars for a successful team down the road. So I'm having fun watching them a couple weeks in. It's been good.
I would think when people think of broadcasters in Milwaukee, you know who they think of.
That's right, Jeff Levering. No, I'm sorry, Bob Uecker. That's right.
Is he still doing the games?
Yes, he is. And now, because there's no traveling right now, so he's just doing home games because he doesn't want to work off the monitors, which is really challenging on radio, and I don't blame him one bit. But, yeah, he's still doing the home games. So, you know, if you don't want to hear my call, I highly suggest you listen to the home call of Bob Uecker for the Brewers game tonight.
Yeah, he must be. Is he as fun as he seems like he is in real life?
100%, and he's a really wonderful person, a nice man, and we've stayed in touch. Our wives stay in touch too. All these years, I consider him a friend. And the fun part about him is, I think the Norm MacDonald thing got kind of blown out of proportion from years ago, where he's taking the cough box and saying things or whatever, and that would take place once in a while. But the conversations we have between innings, I really love working with him because I learned so much about baseball. Obviously, you know, he played. He was a really good catcher, and he saw the game very well, and he'd talk about those things, but also just the funny things that we'd observe. And no one knows, I feel bad for Brownie. I mean, there's been some tough times in Pittsburgh with the baseball team, you know, all the years. And since I've been here, you know, I haven't seen a sustained winning. But I mean, he's seen years and years of thin times in Milwaukee, especially in the earlier days. But, you know, that's the magic of baseball on the radio, isn't it? Still make it entertaining, still present something. And I don't think there's anybody that's been better at that than Bob Uecker.
Well, I've said this for years. There is still something magical about baseball on the radio, and I'm glad more games are on KDK Radio and our brother station, The Fan. Every time you get a chance to listen to Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster. Joe, have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Yeah, I love being on for the centennial, for the fun of it.
Absolutely. All right, man. Be safe.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.